So in this video, we are going to look at inpainting, also known as editing AI images. So very often these AIs create, you know, an incredible image, but there is like one tiny error, this, you know, little tiny mistake where he's got six fingers, or he's there's like in the background, there's some weird artifact or something like that. And ironically, the more that you rerun, what you'll find is you'll get an image that's so, so good that you'll be very, very pedantic about that remaining 1% that just isn't right, okay? So if you remember Liam Neeson, that example that we'll keep going back to, where he's, exposed as a fraud in this coffee shop. He's talking to these gangsters, and they suss that he isn't the guy he says he is, and so they all turn on him and start fighting him. And of course, he's Liam Neeson. He's got all these special forces combat skills, and so he ends up being okay. But we, in this context, don't know how to edit these images ourselves, okay? So if we were a professional image designer, an image creator, and, you know, an artist, and we created these images, then we could, of course, very easily modify them. But we didn't create them. The AI made them. And so, unluckily, we have no idea how to edit them ourselves. Luckily, though, AI saves the day again, because all of these AI tools let us inpaint, i.e. edit these images, and we can either edit the entire image or we can zoom in and edit very specific sections of the image. And there's a few ways to do this. The quickest way is actually using a tool called ClipDrop, which allows you to remove watermarks, which I'm sure you can imagine the use cases for that, allows you to remove text in a single click, allows you to remove specific elements. Maybe, you know, there's a picture of a laptop and there's something on the screen you want to remove. Maybe someone's holding something and you want that to come out of that person's hand. You can do that very, very quickly with ClipDrop. It's free, it's browser-based. It's very often my quickest go-to tool for very, very quick edits, and I highly recommend you check it out. Both Midjourney and DALL-E do have inpainting built in, although in my experience, both of these are very, very limited. You know, they've put a lot of time into making very good image generators, and it seems, in my opinion, not much time into having good inpainters or image editors. Photoshop is my number one inpainting tool. It is just the best when it comes to making changes and also for upscaling and extending the canvas. But it is $30 a month. And there was a recent kind of uproar regarding them, regarding some terms of service that said that they own the copyright to images that you create. Now, I personally think that that was just a mistake. They didn't mean to do that. And, you know, I personally don't think that I'm going to find any of my images appearing on any websites. And, you know, this isn't like a mission critical thing for me, so I don't really care, but it is something to be aware of. And so it is an expensive tool, but it is very, very good at inpainting. And then Canva AI, again, does get a look in. It's a pretty solid inpainter. It's like $10 a month, and you can do so much more with Canva. So I would definitely, definitely check that out. And there are many, many other tools that I'm not going to talk about here. You can really just play around with a few of them. Choose one of these from the list or go and find another one and start editing those images. Also, let's look at upscaling and expanding images. So AIs can also be used to extend images, whether that's creating a bigger canvas and changing the aspect ratio. So we take a square image and turn it into a widen it to a rectangular image, or simply upscaling and increasing the resolution of the image. So we take a 1,000 by 1,000 image and upscale it to a 4K masterpiece, high res, super duper quality image. Now, image professionals really do obsess over this. They love their upscaling. I'm not an image professional. I use these image tools for specific contexts and use cases within my business. So for me, I just use ClipDrop, which will allow me to upscale up to 2000 pixels. Sometimes I will rarely use Photoshop when it's a very important image, but there are some other tools as well. So let's look at them. So ClipDrop is really my go-to upscaler. It's simple. You can upscale very, very easily, very free, with a free plan up to 2000 pixels, which I think is more than sufficient for most cases. If it's something advanced, I will do it within Photoshop, which is more powerful, although of course that is $30 a month. Midjourney has an upscaler and a panner, although I found it can be quite basic, although the panning feature does work quite well. Magnifique is a very, very powerful one. Although the prices start at $39 per month. But you can do some insane stuff with Magnifique. So you can take you'll see examples on social media. You can take like a picture of an old video game, drop it into Magnifique, and it will turn that pixelated, picture of like Lara Croft or whatever on Mario. It'll turn that into like a real life person. It is extremely, extremely powerful, but it does come at a cost. And so obviously that may not be applicable for your use cases. If you don't want to pay that price for Magnifique, though, there is another tool called Freya, which has an upscaler, which is kind of a competitor. And again, these really aren't, once you get to a certain point, these really aren't kind of upscalers. They almost become reimaginers of an image. So if you're taking a 200 by 200 image and turning it into 4,000 by 4,000, or taking a still from a photo game and turning it into a photo, then you're not really kind of upscaling the image. You are reimagining it. And so for better and worse, the image AI, really has to do some generation and some fresh ideas and turn it in the process into something completely different. So at some point, upscaling does become reimagining. And for now, though, if this isn't something that you particularly care about, then simply get hold of ClipShop. It is more than good enough for most users. And of course, if you are an image creative, then go nuts, check out Creo, Magnifique, Photoshop, and you'll have the time of your life upscaling some of your old images. But I think that covers it for this video, and I'll see you in the next one.